Bezrat Hashem Mitzvah, we begin Perek Shnayim Ve'Estim, the 22nd chapter in the Rambam's Hilkos Kehilim, the Laws of Vessel, and the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, where in this Perek we discuss regarding that of garments being receptive and susceptible to Tumah. As the Rambam begins Halacha Av regarding what is the measurement of a garment becoming Tumah. Kama Shir HaBegel L'Stameh, what's the measurement of a garment to becoming Tumah? Says the Rambam, it's Shleisha Tvachim Ba'Shleisha Tvachim, it'll be 3 by 3 handbreadths if it's Lemedris. If that's the tumah, when azav or those like that, which when they weigh their body weight on something, it becomes tummy, and v'sholosh etzbois al sholosh etzbois mukhabanis, but precisely 3 by 3 finger breadths, which are much smaller, im hamol with the hem, l'tumas hames or l'shor tumas. That's regarding the tumah of, let's say, from a dead person or for other tumas. Medrash needs bigger because that's be something that's fit to sit on. Now, but medrash, when do we say this? Is the big detail of pishim regarding woolen or linen garments. Avobikodim shall show me regarding garments of other types of fabrics. Imakabatum called Tumas is not going to receive any of the Tumas. It has to be at least 3 by 3 hand breaths or more. It's not going to be enough for 3 by 3 finger breaths. Kashnema says in the pasuk Amiyiko Oy Veged, which generally in the Torah when it says Beged, it means either Temer or Pishtim. So when it says Oy Beged, from tradition they learned, Shabbakas of the Rabbis, the pasuk of the Kut, Shleish Tvachma, Shleish Tvachma, Shabbakam Tumma, that regarding other garments, for it becoming Makabal Tumma, it's going to have to be at least 3 by 3 hand breaths. Now, but when do we say this? Is Bekroim in the Makabal, is when you have a torn part of a garment. So the minimum is 3 by 3. But someone's weaving a garment on its own, then kalshu, whatever size it is, whatever how small, it's going to be receptive to other tumas, because that's already a garment for you. Except the tumah of medris, that it cannot be susceptible to tumah, only it's fit to put your body weight in it, which has a minimum of 3 by 3 tefachim. Halacha beis. Habagadim ha'ovim b'yis, regarding very thick garments, kugan halavadim, like felt, v'hanamtin ha'koshin, and these thick cloths. Oy habagadim ha'rakim b'yis, or actually the very thin garments, kugan big depishin shamatraim, Egyptian linen, shabasin nir metachnim, where it's so thin that one could see the skin beneath the garment. So if it's very thick or very thin, in mekabel tumah, then it's not receptive to tumah at shi'i b'kera until you have by the tear shlosha shlosha tefachim. That should be 3 by 3 hand breaths. Bein lemedes, bein l'shar tumas. Not for medes, but even for other tumas, because that type of a garment, it doesn't have utility if it's not at least that size, because of its inferiority or because of the quality of what it is, that would require 3 by 3 tefachim. Halacha gimel continues regarding specifically that of netted, the garments that are like nets. Kol ha-kliyos, regarding things that are woven like a net. So, mekablet tumah b'gadim, they could receive tumah of garments. And this is echad ha-kaleya chutim asom pif. This is whether someone wove together the threads and he made like this thin and narrow belt, like ha-argum asom avnet, or he woven and he made it like a wide belt. Okay, it's about things like that. Chutz mekliyos she'isin ha-tzamarim, except for this which is netted, and those that make wool make this likshur b'hatzemer to tie the wool. Shehitarit there, it's going to be tar because the holes there are very wide, and therefore it's not qualified as a garment. Now hakela, regarding a slingshot, shebeis kibul eben sheba, the receptacle where you put the stone, which is to project that stone, the receptacle of that stone, if that's arug, if that's woven oyer or a piece of leather, mekabel tumah, it's receptive for tumah. Now, nifsik beis espe shalom, if let's say where the finger goes, where that pulls it back, and when you want to project the stone, if that tears, so then obviously you cannot project it, so then tire, so then that's not considered as a kli anymore. Nifsik beis hapekiyah shalom bavad, but if let's say only there's a place in the slingshot that you hold it with your other hand when you're doing it, if only that tore, adayin b'tumas is still going to have the tumah, because that wouldn't hold back the ability to project that stone. Now, hamachmayrus about the shasis, different types of nets. Makabon tumah, they receptive to tumah. The hacherim, which is a distinct net meant to trap fish, which is made from threads knotted one with the other, but it's not woven. It's makabon tumah zutai, which is at the end of the net, there's like a pocket, which is, the opening is very narrow, and that's where they put the food to capture the fish. That pocket is called zute, and that's considered like a garment. So therefore, it's makabel tumah, this net, because the holes of that net are very small, very thin. It's like a garment. Now, so it's a big nachem. Someone makes a garment from the actual net itself. Tar is going to be tar, but menzuta, which is like a pocket, mistame, it would become tame. Alach adalv. Asa chaluk min hamashmeres. If someone makes a garment from a sifter, but is meant to sift liquids, imyesh b'shleisha shleisha. If it's at least 3x3 hand breaths, so then mekabotoma, it's mekabotoma. It's going to be a cloak. Alach hey, mashmeres shel yain shabalsa. Regarding a strainer of wine that gets worn out. If it can still function in its original utility to strain wine, so to me it's makabot tuma b'mla, but if not tar, it's going to be tar. Halacha Vav continues regarding with coverings, mitpachay svarim, regarding the coverings of books, hamitziyadis, which are in ornamental, meaning it's engraved or some type of decoration on it. So in makabot tuma. Those coverings are not makabotum. They shein meshamshin obim because they don't serve the utility of a person. And things that are attached in the ornament for a vessel, like a book, is not makabotum. And how do you know that? Because sharitzi you're made ali, because the ornamental part of it testifies shabashmol sevin nasu. It's made to cover the book. Now, b'she'in mitziyos, but if it's not decorated, so mestamas b'shar tumas. So that cloth will have the tuma like all other tumas, because it's a cloth. Chut mitumas medrash, except for the tumah of medrash, and they show because they would tell him, "Amoy ben asal martenu, get up, let us do our work with it. It's not meant to sit on; it's meant to cover things." Like we said in the laws of the tumah of what is sat on or is laid on in Pergvav over the halacha of, and in many places, but it will have a tumah of a beged. Halacha zayin keses hasabolim, regarding the cloth of the porters, those who carry things, that they put it on their shoulders. Why did they put this cloth in the hamoit? Because of the poles that they're carrying heavy things on. It could hurt their shoulder. Mistama b'medrus. So those cloths do have tuma from medrus, because sometimes the porter sits on it. Regarding a strainer of wine, in mistama b'medrus, that will not have a tuma of medrus, because the sediments stick to and would make the garment dirty, so no one's going to sit on it. Regarding a garment that someone thought about that he's going to decorate it, so in makabot tuma, it's not makabot tuma because that means to say the work wasn't finished yet, so it's not considered a finished vessel. Bita machshavta, let's say he nullified his thought and he's going to use it as it is without decorating it. Well, then makabot tuma, it's makabot tuma. Balabai shasa mitpachis, regarding a homeowner that makes these curtains, lachabas ben ksalim amudim, to cover that of walls or pillars. In makabos tuma, it's not makabos tuma because A, it's not a utility of a person, and regarding that of walls, it's secondary to something which is attached to the ground, which is not makabos tuma. Halacha tes, chalu ka'asa kesvacha, regarding a cloak that's made like a net, which is you could see the skin of the one who's wearing it through the holes with this netting, and it's kedei l'sachli by sheis sheicha, it's to make jokes with those who drink beer. So in makabos tuma, such a cloth is not makabos tuma because most people wouldn't wear such a cloth, and even if this joker is wearing it, his intention is nullified in regards to normal practice. And if it's not considered as a garment. Halacha yud kippa, a head covering, shenasani ala sefer, which is put on a book. Tahar melekabel tumas medrash. So it's purified from receiving the tumah of medrash, because now that it's on the sefer, it's actually sanctity takes effect in it. And it's not fit for its previous utility anymore. And if a zav would sit in it, we'd say, get up and let us do our work with it. It's not meant to sit in it. But it will become tummy from mess and other types of tummas, because something that's makabel tuma, which is what the head covering was, does not get removed from its status of tuma, only if you actually do a change to the actual object itself. Yeah, you change the designation, but you didn't change the object itself. So it won't have tummas medras, but it will still have tuma of mess and other tummas. Halach Yilav continues regarding bandages. If someone makes a bandage, whether he smears the cream on a piece of leather, whether on a garment, although that garment or that piece of leather has the requisite measurement to be makabel tuma in general, which for a garment is 3x3 hand breadth, and by a piece of leather it's 5x5, still tar, they're going to be pure because they become repulsed from the ointment, and therefore it doesn't have utility anymore. Now, asali malugma, but if let's say you did a type of a treatment which is not as repulsive as that of a regular bandage, if you did it ala beged on the garment, in Mekabel Tumah, it's still not Mekabel Tumah. Shari Neslach Lech Ben Rav, because it still gets this sticky and filthy, and therefore it's not fit for anything. But on leather, Mekabel Tumah is Mekabel Tumah, Meishu Miskaneach, V'ra L'mishka, and everyone knows leather is easy to wipe off, and it's going to be fit to sit on, because it doesn't get as ruined, there it will be Mekabel Tumah. And look at the base continues regarding from when is a garment become susceptible to Tumah. So Me'im say Kabel HaBeg Tumah, from when is a garment receptive for tumah. So mishiyerik by sholosh etzbayis as sholosh etzbayis. From when you weave in it, 3 by 3 finger breaths. Now b'cholakim and the rogim amachet. Now regarding all vessels that are woven with needlepoint, kagoyin a kiss like a pocket, then pilya and leggings. In makabel tumah shadigam malachim. They're not makabel tumah until the work is finished. Haluchid gimel kolakim and nas makabel machet. Regarding all vessels that are made by needlepoint, kagoyin mitzayde like a trap. Kimish nas membeis kum lachdam. Once the receptacle for their work has been made makabel tumah, they are Mikabel Tumah, where the previous halacha was Tumah Hanerog Mamacha, they're woven with needle. This is Hanas, and this is different. This is with needle point. So therefore, here is something that would be already, once you make the base kibbutz malachim, is Mikabel Tumah. Halacha Yidalt, Savacha, regarding a netting, Shemanichas Abanis Bereshein, that the girl is put on their head. So, Emeschilu Lasis Isa Mipia. So if it was started to be made by the end, the opening of it, so in Makabel Tumah, so it's not receptive to Tumah, until you finish the bottom part of it. And same thing in reverse. When Meskil Makarkis, if you start from the bottom part of it, in Makabel Tumah, you're not going to Makabel Tumah until you finish the opening of it. Now, Ushvisa, which is actually a strip that's or ornamental or with gold that's actually stitched onto this netting for ornamental purposes, that's Mekabel Tumah Fnas, that's receptive of Tumah on its own. And even if it's not connected to the hat. And Bukhoteo, it's threads, which are used to tie the Sabacha onto the head. This Chibula is connected to it, Latame, Lestame, to be Metame, and to become Tame. It's considered as one. Halach Tazvav, Sabacha Shnikra. Regarding this hat, this netting that tears. So in Mekabel's Reb Sarash, if you can't put most of the hair of the head into that netting, Tahira, it's going to be tar. It does not have the halacha of a kli. Halacha design, cholik shal begin. Regarding a cloak made out of a garment, a shalevet, or a felt, a shalniar, or of paper, me'imis of a gebam alachta, when is its work finished? It's mishayiftach es piv. When you open up the neck area, where you stick in the head, where they used to weave the whole length of the cloak and then make the opening of the neck, so when that's opened up, the bigger person according to it, how much you need for his neck, and the small one, how much you need for his neck. Now, if let's say the cloak becomes tameh, what would purify it that would not be a garment anymore? Mishivla, when it gets worn out, and it cannot function in its original utility anymore, it's not fit to wear, even though you could use it for something else. Now, if the majority of it remains of the upper part, so it remains with its stomach because you can still wear it. But if the majority of it that's remaining is on the bottom, it's going to be tar because it doesn't have utility anymore. You can't really wear it anymore. And if, let's say, by the neckline, that's where it tears, tar is going to be tar because the person wouldn't wear if it has a tear right there by the neck. Halachah Zayin continues regarding worn-out garments. Someone makes a belt, mitzavah shel beged, from the neck of the garment, or mitzidah shel sadno, from the side of a cloth. Einay mekabel tumah, it's not receptive to tumah, actually yimlo sevseisav, until you make a border for its edge. So it has one, you have to make another one. So me'emtza beged, let's say you make it from the middle of a garment, or me'emtza sadno, from the middle of a cloak, and that means both sides of the belt now are without a border. So einay mekabel tumah, actually yimlo mitzad hashen, it's not mekabel tumah, until you go ahead and you make a border now from also the second side, because both sides have to have a border. Now, however, in Halachit Ches, Chagur Shabolim Tzedadav, let's say you had it in the pre-existing belt, and its two sides got worn out, and the middle is still intact, Tomei, it will still be Tomei. So in other words, initially, yes, it's not considered a garment until you make a border on the sides. But when you had, and it was Mekabel Tumah, so then it's not going to be removed from that ability as long as it still has its utility of the remaining part in the middle. Halachit Ches, Safa, a border. Shapirshim and make it where that border gets detached from a garment. V'skina lachkar b'as mustam. Now you take just the border itself and you make it as a belt to girdle one's loins. V'kabelstam etz v'kabel tumah. They shake out a cabinet because it functions like a belt. Halacha chaf. Talish al anish abalsav. Regarding a cloak of a poor person that gets worn out. So imhoi yedoiv siv sisal koyemes. If most of its edges are still intact. Afa b'shem b'shalash al shalash body. Even if you don't even have 3 by 3 finger breaths that are intact, that have not worn out, still a reason mekabel tumah, still a mekabel tumah. But ain't if say kayamas, if the edges are not intact, then it depends. If it has 3 by 3 finger breaths that are intact, mekabel tumah, mekabel tumah. If not, and again, the most of its edges are not intact, same thing as also regarding all the other garments of a poor person. Halacha chafav continues regarding patches. Matlios, regarding patches, which are remnants of a garment. Shein bem shleisha shleisha, but does not have 3 by 3 tfachim. Einon mekablos tumah, it's not receptive to tumah. V'mchich v'lein v'chin, but let's say you thought about it and you prepared and designated for something, then mekablos tumah, it will be mekablos tumah. At shi pochis m'shleisha shleisha, until it's less than 3 by 3 finger breaths. Shaka pochis m'shleisha shleisha, because anything less than that, 3 by 3 finger breaths, in mekablos tumah, it's not mekablos tumah at all, by patches, v'afa b'shechin, even if you designated preparing it for something. Lachav beis, pochis m'shleisha shleisha, if it's less than 3 by 3 hand breaths, tfachim. Shaskina lifka yesach merchet, that was designated and prepared to go ahead and plug up the hole in the wall of a bathhouse so that the heat should remain inside, or lenar b'yisakdero, or to, let's say, a mix of pots. So you want to hold a hot pot, you need something to, a cloth to hold it with, lukaneich b'yisurichayim, or to clean out the dust and the flour of the mill. Okay, it's about all things like that, like shmata type. Imishlich ba'ashba, if we're thrown into the garbage dump, in mekabel tumah, it's not mekabel tumah. Because, yeah, that means to say that you mevatlet. But tloy b'magid, if you hung it on a peg, or hinicha charedos, you put it behind the door, hadizu kimisha nicha b'techa b'gad, it's like you put it into your garments, but dainu chashu, it's like still considered significant b'him. Mekabel shar tumas, it will receive other types of tumas, chutzim tumas medes, except for tumas medes, sharu pachas m'shal shvachim, it's less than 3 by 3 hand breaths. Loch of gimel. Now, shleisha shleisha, if it's 3 by 3 hand breaths, shayim mushlech b'ashba, that was thrown into the garbage. So imhoye bari, if it's strong, could a litzer boy that you could wrap in it, reva hakav melch gas, a quarter of a kav, which is a measurement of thick salt, which is strong, so you have to have something very strong. The liquid air in the wooden tier. He's a mistam medrus, so it's going to have a tumah of medrus, because a person wouldn't normally just throw away a very good, useful cloth that's big and strong like this. So even though it's in the garbage, it's still going to have the tumah. But if I'm love, if it couldn't contain that, in mistam it's not going to have a tumah. That's if it's in the garbage. But if it was in the house, if it's strong, even though you couldn't wrap, let's say, this coarse salt with it, or you could wrap the salt with it, but it's not so strong. Still, then since you found it in the house, it was not bottle, and it's going to have a tumah of medrash. If you have 3 by 3 tfachim, the tor, but the tears didn't totally separate. So it depends. If you put that cloth on the chair, and if you're going to sit in it, it's going to split, and you can bestar b'kisa, the person's flesh is going to touch the chair. It is a tar, so then it's going to be considered pure. It's as if it totally separated, and therefore tar. But if not, reason mistam medrash, then it will have the tumah of medrash. Lecha chav hey, shalish al shalish, 3 by 3 finger breaths. Shenimcha mena filu chod echad, that it becomes thinned out, even if one thread. Or you find a knot. Or two threads overlap. Here's a tar, it's going to be tar, because that means, say, you're missing from the minimum measurement of 3 by 3 because of one of these errors. Lachavav, shalosh shalosh, 3 by 3 finger breaths, shlichah ba'ashba, which was thrown into the garbage. So that's tahara, that's going to be pure, because that means you nullified it from the status of being a garment. Hechzir, if you take it out of the garbage, makabel's tumah. Then from here on, it's going to be receptive for tumah, but the previous tumah that it had doesn't come back. As the Rambam explains, la'olam, always, hashlachasa metarata, throwing the garbage will purify it, b'chzorasa metamata, and take it back will make it tummy. Chot mishal argamon, except for that of purple wool, b'shal zaris toivim, precious gold, that even if it was on the garbage, significant, and even being in the garbage does not nullify its value. Lachav Zayin, Shalosh HaShalosh, regarding 3 by 3 finger brush in the son of a kadur that was put into a ball, meaning you folded it over and you wrapped the garment around and you made it like a ball. You made it in the ball in its own right. So Tahira, it's purified because it nullifies from the status of being a beggar. That's if a 3 by 3 it's boys. Of a shleisha tefachim, a shleisha tefachim from the son of Makedar. But regarding 3 by 3 hand breaths that was put on the bowl, hadehu kamoi shahoyu, that remains as it was, because again, such a large piece of cloth, someone's not mavatla and he's going to ultimately take it out of the bowl. Umistambe b'medrus, and it's going to have a tumah medrus if someone sits on the bowl. Now, so kadu b'fnei asma, if you made a bowl out of itself, in mistambe b'medrus, then it's not going to have a tumah of medrus. Why? Shadei tefin memaito mishleisha shleisha, because stitching it already diminished it from the measurement of 3 by 3 tefachim. And less than that is not fit for a shear medrash, which obviously talking about is exactly 3 by 3 tefachim. So when you're stitching it, it makes it a little bit less because you have to stitch it. But yeah, if it was bigger than that and remains 3 by 3 tefachim, then of course it would have a tumah of medrash.